education, awareness,
laughter,
relatable,
education, awareness,
laughter.
What's up? You're not tuned into Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Are you a real thinker? What's up? What's happening? You're not tuned into Real Thinker Podcast. I'm your hoe, KP Trill.
We are starting out on a terrible note.
This
is horrible. Can we get a redo?
You the hoe?
I said host.
No, you didn't, boo. I'm your hoe.
Okay.
But that's okay. You can leave it there because we're going to talk about that later in the show. Okay. So that's okay.
This is the worst intro of all time.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Follow me on Twitter, KP_Drill.
AKA hoe.
Damn. Okay, I got the best co-host I could possibly ask for in this motherfucker, Tink.
What's up? Follow me on Twitter at @_I'm_Tink.
Slim.
Yo, it's Slim. Follow me at @MBC_Slim.
Just follow Slim on Instagram because she don't tweet.
She don't tweet that much.
Yeah. Or Snapchat.
Okay. Day.
What's up? Y'all can follow me, the co-ho. one of the co-hos that's in this motherfucker. You follow me.
It's only two of them, though.
It's only two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Make that clear.
We're just making it clear.
Okay. Still, follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
Jay Gray.
Hey, it's Jay Gray. I'm a host. Put that T in there. Follow me on Twitter at JGray2.
Alright. Hey, we got our new equipment and shit now.
Yes.
And then we are ready to go for the live show.
Yes.
March 6th.
Yes.
1819 Madison Avenue.
Yes.
Doors open at 7.
Go.
Show starts at 8.
Yep.
Right.
Free admission.
Yep.
Free food.
Oh,
yep. Free drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Free parking.
Oh.
But let me say this. If you show up at 8 o'clock and there ain't no more food, that's your goddamn fault. That's how
I'm
going to
start eating at 7:53. You know, they give you a grace period at work that you can clock in at 7:53 before 8. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the time.
So, y'all might want to get there a little early. You know what I'm saying? We put a lot into this event. You know what I'm talking about? And, I think it's going to turn out really great. We're going to have a mic for the crowd, you know what I'm saying, for the people to come up, talk to us using the microphone so we can get out of it. Or I might have somebody walk around with the microphone.
Let me make this announcement. Y'all might be hearing me over here grubbing. Shouts out to South Memphis and Four Way Stop.
Really?
Four Way Stop Cafe.
Yeah, Four Way Grill. One of the best restaurants.
Okay.
Hood restaurants
in South Memphis.
And if they listening, if they want to sponsor the show.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting.
I mean, you know, they want to bring their okra, their mac and cheese up there, man. I'm all for it. I even throw a couple of dollars for this.
He not eating fried okra, y'all. He eating that slimy ass shit you put on top of the peas.
You better hurry up and know it.
The grandmama food with no teeth, you know.
Niggas, really.
Teach you some things, too.
Okay. All right.
Gummy.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Let's just go and get straight into this. Let's talk about this. Kanye West versus Wiz Khalifa on Twitter. The origin of the beef started when Kanye West announced new album title, Waves, and a rapper / producer by the name of Chasin' Cash was like, you know, the originator of, you know, the wave is Max B, you know, and a lot of people trying to snatch that and take it from him and saying like the originator. Wiz Khalifa retweeted and commented and was just like, I'm not standing for it, you know. Then Kanye West went on to shout out Max B and some other guy. I don't even know who the fuck that is. But I guess Kanye got wind that Wiz had said something. So he goes back on it following day and, you know, just like, just the same as you having KK on your, you know, my wife initials on your Twitter, you know, and that's when Wiz was like, we could tell you ain't wavy, fool, because KK is weed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it just went from there, and then that's when Kanye West just spiraled out of control. It's the Gemini he is.
17th of all.
He went stupid.
Man.
That nigga said 17th. First off, he brung up this man's child. Right? I ain't got kids, but if you even talk about my unborn seed, I'll beat your ass. We talking about an imaginary baby. I'll whoop you over an imaginary baby. You know? shit don't even exist and I whoop your ass. So if I'm Wiz, I'm getting somebody. Like, really, I already don't like Kanye West. He a whole ass nigga automatically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? His whole personality is shitty to me. So I beat his ass, Wiz. You know what I'm saying? This all I need from you if you want me.
Wiz ain't number like 90 pounds, dog.
That's why he need to hire me. Wiz, if you want me to whoop
minus 10 pounds is a rolled up joint.
Pretty much.
I don't think he's 90 though.
Wiz built like a tripod. Look,
I think his body the size of my arm.
School dick league.
No, that man is a praying mantis. A tatted up praying mantis. That's what Wiz Khalifa is. But, dog, Kanye, man, you got to leave them fucking Kardashians alone, bro, because really, like, he ain't really started getting, like, too deep into this shit till he started dealing with them folks.
No. Always been Kanye, but after his mom died, it went, like, times 100,000. Like, he's okay. Weird.
But we know this is Kanye, so why are we so surprised by this?
Because he said 17.
It's Kanye. He also running for president.
Hey, Timber,
what did he
say specific? Because all I saw was Amber Rose jump in.
No, and when she jumped in, okay, saw that sick ass.
He said, "I can't remember what number it was, but one of them numbers of all was like you wouldn't have a child."
It was actually like two or three of those numbers.
Then he was like, "You mad because you got trapped by a stripper?"
Yep,
or something like that. Okay, Kanye West, let's go over a couple things. Nigga, you made a whole album about this stripper. Goddamn album. And in the process, this is why I say he's a very shitty individual. T-Pain told a story about how he flew him out to help record on the album. And he gave Kanye West an idea. And I guess Kanye didn't like it. Instead of saying, "I ain't like the idea," he sat there and made a fucking song about T-Pain, saying T-Pain is stupid. And had everybody in the studio sing the song. Like, he recorded that shit. I would have beat the shit out of Kanye West. Like, one, you're not going to disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? And call me. I just got into one of my coworkers for calling me stupid and dumb or some shit. Because he couldn't.
I'm fucking up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I got rolled up for this shit, too.
I'm
finna beat his ass.
And I think a lot of people have a hard time separating Kanye the individual from Kanye the artist. And it's like, this nigga kind of take that artist shit too far. Because, you know, like, when people claim they artists, you know, they think they can get away with doing odd-ass, weird shit.
Yeah.
Going off and shit like that. Because they like, nah, nigga, I'm an artist. Nigga, I can, you know what I'm saying, get away with this because I'm trying to do it for the art. You don't know real art. Like, nigga, sit your weak ass down, fool.
Yeah.
But Kanye ain't been like that forever, though.
I mean, I guess now since it's social media, I see it more often. But, like, I never really got this hint from that nigga until, like, he started dating Kim or married Kim. And it's like, bro, all I'm saying is this. If
y'all don't remember George Bush don't care about black people?
Like, yeah.
Hold on. Even when he said that, he had a good reason behind saying it.
I mean,
that's
still his brashness. Like, that's been him forever. Like,
okay, you know what? I get it.
The running up on the stage,
right?
Slick was justifiable, but the last little thing that happened at the MTV Awards, and he was like, "I smoked a little weed, man. Get the fuck out of here, man." MTV put you on stage for ratings. They told you go up there and say the stupidest shit that comes to mind. You got to check for that one. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, he's been that way. I mean, it's Charles Barkley has a good saying that says, "When you don't agree with me, I'm an asshole. When you do agree with me, I'm honest." And so that's the type of thing that Kanye West has.
Okay, I give you that, but Kanye just a dipshit.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
And it's a lot of people who
a
are
lot
assholes.
Of people. Hold on, time out. A lot of people gave Kanye a pass for doing the same shit that Meek Mill did. Like, they crucified Meek for being Twitter fingers, but it's okay when Kanye do it.
It ain't okay.
It's not okay.
No, I thought about the Twitter
thing. I seen when he did it. Fuck that, because I tweeted what I just said, and niggas was in my mentions.
I said what I said.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas was in my mentions defending Kanye, even saying that it was okay for him to talk about that man's child. You know what I'm saying? So that really did take place. So that's why I'm like, you know, us as, you know, everybody in here might not feel like Kanye was right, but some people felt like it was justifiable.
No point is it justifiable to discuss somebody's child and to say, I'm the reason that your child is here. Like, Kanye, I lost a lot of respect for Kanye. I felt bad for him when his mom died, but his whole demeanor got worse. So I really don't care for him much. And then my favorite part of the whole thing was when Amber Rose came in and shut all that shit down, because his whole tone changed.
Oh, yeah, he switched
everything
up.
Everything changed. She came in
with
a
bloop.
Yeah.
Right.
She blooped the shit out, didn't she? Literally, that's too much bloop.
We didn't even have to say anything else, because after that, Kanye changed everything. He didn't have time for nothing.
Oh, yeah. I don't even let a woman put anything around there. We like videos and pictures. Yeah, we know your wife like videos and pictures.
Maybe pictures become best friends.
But see, if that's true, then the name of his album at the time he was dating Amber Rose was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Was that The Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Probably so.
Like, yeah.
The fingers in his ass, because that might have been.
It's a lot of people's fantasies for guys, is that what you're saying?
No. A lot of guys want to
get
blooped
now.
We don't want no bloops.
I'm good for putting a thumb in a woman, but I would say that. Because it's like a little push start for an orgasm in there. It's like a little button.
A push start.
I heard that. You guys had the same
ignition
push start back there.
Yeah, but see, you don't have to worry about my push start button because like mine is attached to my dick. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I don't. No fingers.
It's a push start button.
No fingers. No, I don't. My push start is not back there, so no fingers.
Real engine.
Yeah, that's all you
gotta
do.
You gotta have several push to start buttons.
And I think I got multiple.
Really?
And so that one doesn't happen.
Well, then
there's
one in there. I know there's one in there. Because that's through experience. Like, I've noticed that, you know what I'm saying?
I
don't
want to
get too explicit, but it's like you got to.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm done eating.
Yeah, it's like you got to kind of reach in there. It's like near the top.
It's a shitty situation, though.
Not really. You know what I'm saying? If she claims.
Are you being literal, Slim?
No, I'm just saying you got to, like.
I hope not.
And you got
to.
It's a shitty situation.
Nah, see, that's the thing you don't want to. That's what you don't want. But it's like near the top. You got to like curve your thumb just a little bit.
Okay, we done.
From a bloop to a blah. Man.
What did you say? A who?
A blah.
Like, what's a blah?
You got to curve your thumb, he say.
Yeah, it's like near the top.
Like a curved penis, right? It works.
I mean.
So I heard.
But if Kanye likes that, more power to him.
Spread Eagle Slim has arrived.
So I heard.
It's so I've heard. Now what you say, Tank?
I said if Kanye likes that, then you know, more power to him.
Yeah, but, you know, if
maybe it increases his creativity juices. Who knows? Maybe that's what he likes.
Get down.
Can't
with,
fault him.
Get down with the get down. All right.
You sure stop talking about this shit when that shit happened.
Oh yeah.
Jay Gray.
Oh shit.
You hop on Twitter.
Right.
You say something. Mm-hmm. Somebody responds back, says something about one of your boys or your little girl.
You just gonna see a rest in peace hashtag. two more days later.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know.
It ain't nothing, man. Look, kids don't have nothing to do with any type of individual situation. Especially my boys. Anybody who knows me knows what I feel about my youngins. So, if you had to put my goons into the situation, we got a big issue. So, it's not even going to be anything else tweeted at that moment. I'm just going to make a couple phone calls and just
pull up.
Be wet, and then it's just going to be whatever needs to happen after that.
Just pull up.
That's it.
I'm here.
I don't got time for all that, man. I can't. I don't pick up my phone when I'm upset unless I'm making a phone call.
That's what I'm saying, Jay. You can call me. I whoop nigga ass for you, bro. Like,
we know, because you go to cook.
I go to what?
No.
Never mind.
I was just
he go where?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I want. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We ain't
off air. Off air. Off air, y'all.
Ain't going to do that.
Oh, okay. That's what that is. All right. Mm-hmm. Nah, but okay, Slim. That happens to you about your son.
I'm already sensitive about my son because of how I got him, and I'm always being criticized about raising him. Therefore, you can't say anything to me about my son. That's the one person in his life I wouldn't care about catching a charge for. You don't address kids.
Yeah.
Kids should never be an adult conversation. I don't care how mad you get. I don't care how angry or upset you are. don't ever bring a child, especially my child, into a conversation, because then you won't get rational slim or this trying to be new cum slim. You're going to get fuck you, bitch. I'm finna find you. I'm not going to be making no phone calls, bitch. I'm going to find you myself. And when I find you, it's going to be no conversation. It's not going to be anything, but you done fucked up. There's no talking your way out of it. So I don't even. Kanye West, he disgusted me with it. Like, if it was for me, though, your child wouldn't be here.
Tink, have you ever told anybody? And you ever brought up a child in an argument? Like, you ever been that angry?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. What about you, Day?
Man, hell nah. Bro, I don't.
Okay.
I have a guilty conscience. I feel bad when I do something.
You know
like
what?
That.
I feel a little hypocritical.
Oh my goodness.
And I think a lot of people gonna judge me, but I feel
We're
like
not
I,
gonna judge you.
No, I feel like I was within reason.
I was gonna say that. I'm gonna judge you.
I feel like I was within reason. Oh, it was a girl I was dating. She really hurt my feelings, and I told her.
No, you motherfucker, no.
I was angry. I was that angry. I was so hurt that I said that.
You know what? I would have hurt you, like, real deal.
Nah, I doubt she could
hurt
me.
We sitting here today recording.
KP, I'm so disappointed.
I'm being honest, though.
Okay? Okay, but that doesn't mean you're not.
I'm being honest. But that don't mean I say it again. It was just in the moment, what was done had hurt me.
Did you apologize?
No.
I was shit. You talking about shit then?
Exactly.
No, I don't think it would be right to apologize.
Yes, it
now.
Would be. Even no, if it's years later.
We've spoken, but you know
you've
what
never.
I'm saying?
She spoke to you. And yeah. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she knew it was a heat of the moment or something.
I don't know what it was. An apology is needed.
Ain't no fucking way.
Yeah. Did I even say anything to you after that apology?
That's what I'm saying. I've said evil shit to people, but you know, that was probably like one of the most evilest things I probably ever said.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying, dog. I can't say evil shit, dog, because I'm a real, like, I really, really believe in what you put into the universe, you get this shit back. So, dog, if I say some shit like that, like, and mean it, then I can't be mad when a close one, a loved one of mine dies in a tragic situation, because I'm going to feel guilty.
I understand where you're coming from. I wouldn't feel guilty. But at the time, like I said, I was really, really hurt.
You need to apologize to her even now.
But just, even when I'm hurt,
I always think about
what
here's
I'm
the apology.
Saying.
Here's the apology.
No, not
here's,
no.
No, listen. No. Okay, shut up. Hey, hey, it's me and you. You know what I'm saying? You already know who DC is talking to you. You know what I'm talking about? I kind of feel bad about what I said.
Stop right now, because you started with Kanda.
And then, like, so I'm slick sorry.
You
slick sorry.
Get the fuck off that mic.
This man with the half-ass apology. You hitting it with the woman apology.
Exactly. That's what you do. You throw that shit. She didn't apologize for what she did.
The woman apologized. The half-ass one. I'm sorry you feel this way.
Yeah.
About what
that's
I
what I'm
said.
Saying. She didn't apologize for what she did. So
damn, Day. I do be saying that shit, though.
See?
Exactly. I slick feel sorry that you probably might still be feeling some type of way about what I said, but what you did had hurted to me.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry that you hurt.
I hope she throw a dagger at you.
She know not to.
Oh.
And then he's still kind of punking you, baby. So
dagger?
You gotta do something.
It ain't bad.
In the middle of his eyes.
But no, I wouldn't say that shit to nobody ever again. But I was
Indiana
under
Jones
one.
Shit.
I was under the influence. You know what I'm saying? But it, you know,
a dagger.
It just had one down.
Just keep the kids out of the.
Keep the kids out of it. Okay, Cam Newton had to address his critics, who are saying that him. His dancing rubs them the wrong way, or that he's too much of a thug to be a role model, NFL player. He got up in front of reporters and basically told them, I'm proud to be African American. I'm proud to represent where I come from. Basically, I'm not going to conform to make you feel better, because then I wouldn't be able to look in the mirror and see Cam Newton or Cameron Newton. I would be the person that you want me to be and not myself.
Look at Cam. I like that young man.
And as he said before, that, you know, he's always been the dude who scores a touchdown and dances. It's just amplified now because they're winning. I'm a Broncos fan. I want Broncos to win.
Me too.
But if we lose, I'm not mad, because Cam did the shit for the culture. Yeah.
He did.
Cam is what Michael Vick was supposed to be.
Right.
Mike just wasn't as good as far as throwing the ball accurately. He could throw that motherfucker far, just couldn't throw it accurately.
He was faster.
Yeah, he was much faster as Cam. Smaller, but much faster. Do you think that he should have took time out to even address those critics?
I'm going to say yeah, because he needs to let them know that I won't change how I am for you. I'm not doing anything to hurt you. Your people are dabbing more than me. You're saying you're upset because we're winning and we have a chance at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This young black man who dab. Matter of fact, the whole team is dabbing now. Every time they get a touchdown, every time they win, the whole team is dabbing now. I think he should have to just let them know, you know what? Thank you, but no fucking thank you. He should have pulled the Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here, so I won't get fined. But yeah, I think he should have. And he did it. And he did it in a manner where you can't twist anything that he said, because they love calling us thugs for some reason.
It's the new nigger.
That's what it is. So I like his response. I think he should have.
Hey, dog, can you realize that this man in this culture is going to be probably the biggest, one of the biggest stages in America? Like, That's great. I mean, that's amazing to see. Like, when you think about football and baseball, well, I just say football. Football is the American sport. And football has always been dominated by that white culture, right? You think of all the owners. It's probably one of the only sports that doesn't have minority owners. Football has it. I mean, basketball has it. Baseball has it. Hell, even soccer has it. But you think of what Cam Newton is doing and his culture and what he's doing for the hip-hop culture and just that street mentality culture. And he is not only winning, but he's dominating.
Right?
It's not like he's just getting by. He's killing the competition. And he's doing it in a way that no one can necessarily accept. You think of basketball. Basketball has been hip-hop dominated since the 80s. Football, on the other hand, especially in the quarterback sense, has never been like that. You think about just even Randall Cunningham and, like, guys who were black quarterbacks and played well in the league, they didn't have that culture. Randall Cunningham, because I'm an Eagles fan, you know, Randall Cunningham did his thing in the league, but he wasn't that type of guy. Warren Moon was not that type of guy. I mean, even Steve McNair wasn't that type of guy.
At all.
It's like, it's the culture that throws them off. Like, Young Jeezy and Future wouldn't be on the sideline, or none of those guys. Russell Wilson, same way. Like, none of those guys would have that type of following. And to have him there and to be on the biggest stage, that's incredible.
Cam Newton to the NFL is what Allen Iverson was to the NBA.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and that's a culture shock for a lot of people.
Right.
And I think what comes with our culture is the negatives.
Right.
Right. Which I've said before, you know, things we do automatically are deemed negative.
And I mean,
so people are prejudiced to the things that he does already because of the notions that they've always been taught that come with what we do.
Right.
You know, but I'm trying to think, it's another football player who did the same goddamn dance in the end zone, but he was white.
Aaron Rodgers do the little,
and nobody said anything.
He do this shit all the time.
I mean,
but Tom Brady celebrates like a motherfucker.
And that was
Ryan Clark. He fucking would run up and headbutt the shit out of one of his teammates.
Ryan Clark gave a great explanation of this. Ryan Clark, who was a former player of the NFL,
who's now NFL
analyst. ESPN analyst. He gave a great explanation of this. But, like, all of these football players are egotistical. All of them are.
Yeah.
Like, all of them are arrogant. All of them are egotistical. All of them have their competitive drive. The problem isn't that it's just the culture of what you're dealing with. When you look at Young Jeezy and you look at, the Migos, who pretty much gave him all of the tools of his dance, and then you got Future and all these guys, like, that culture scares the 47, 57-year-old white football fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of that culture, the discount double check, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's as arrogant as Cam Newton dabbing. It's as arrogant. It's no more or less. But it's, like I said, it's just that culture behind it and how Cam Newton explained it. He was spot on. I mean, it scares people, but and he has to acknowledge the fact. Like, look, I'm here. It's nothing you can do to change that.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna be me. I'm not finna change for you or anybody else. You can either accept it or neglect it. But Carolina, if you're a Carolina Panther fan, you're gonna accept it because look, you're winning.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn who you are. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like or where you come from.
But winning is winning. Yeah, you can't take away from what he's doing right now. It's a great thing. And a lot of people they focus on his dancing. This is the shit that I hate. They always talk about, oh, he's dancing, he's arrogant, he don't know how to win with class. But they don't show him out with the kids. They don't show him out doing this shit. Like he gives back.
He never did anything. The man gives away almost everyone in the football. Yeah, he scores. Nah,
that man, he does so not much for the kids.
His community service.
Yeah, community service. But I'm just saying what they see on TV.
Right.
Right. During games, he scores a touchdown. He's giving the football to one of the kids in the stadium. Yeah. You know.
And that man, he is a model citizen. He ain't been in trouble like with no run-ins with the law. They try to bring up the shit that was in college and try to pin it to him. That shit don't stick. So they try to find any little thing to try to paint him in a bad light just because he's winning. And another thing that people don't realize is that the quarterback position in football has been majority white over like for the majority. You know what I'm saying? For the majority of the history.
That, yeah.
Like they always think that the great quarterbacks are white. And they think that because white people are more cerebral, I guess. They say the quarterback position is more cerebral. You have to be a thinker or a thinking man. You can't get by on just pure athleticism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
but they ruled Cam out when he first got drafted anyway.
Yeah, they thought he was going to be a big Mike Vick.
He wasn't going to be
Everybody thought he was going to be like Jamarcus Russell or something. Yeah. Like just garbage. And he proven them wrong. And I'm glad he's proven them wrong because I know dude was talented. I just didn't know he would be like this. You know what I'm saying? So
I think it is fucked up that he even has to explain himself because he's not doing anything that's
wrong.
Like
it's nothing wrong.
Exactly. He's not doing anything wrong at all. So the fact that he has to take time out of his schedule to explain why he's happy or why he's doing what he's doing, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but honestly, he has to do that shit because if he don't say nothing, then the media are going to run with the shit. They're going to paint everything, and if he don't say nothing, it's going to look like an admission of guilt.
Right.
Or look like, you know what I'm saying? But
and it's just going to make it worse and worse for the next person to come along. I mean, it's just like anything else. A pioneer in a game going to always have to take the worst flack because of all of the speculations, all of the things. What makes it great is that Cam Newton, through all of this, is still doing his damn thing. Like, he's not engaging in any negative activity. He's not, you know, he don't drink or smoke. You know, and that's something that went back to his college days. When he was playing in Florida before he transferred, they was talking about how he refused to go out and how he refused to drink and smoke and play with, you know, and hang out with, you know, a lot of the people who was making bad decisions. And then he transferred to JUCO and then went to Auburn. Like, the man just makes great decisions, man, and that's dope.
I think a lot of time it's hard for the media, especially the white media, to see a black man that has not had any run-ins with anything negative. They always try to find something to complain about.
The fact that he has a child out of wedlock.
Yeah.
They tried to pin that on him, but you got all these other football stars, attempted murderers and shit like that.
Baby makers.
Can we talk about this real quick?
What you want to talk about?
Greg Hardy beat his, was his girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a black NFL player. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get anywhere near the coverage that Cam Newton's getting.
Mm-hmm.
And they played on the same goddamn team at one point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then another thing with having kids out of wedlock. To me, that's a more of a religious tradition.
And it's not looked down upon with black people, because it's many of those other white people, they got so many fucking kids and ain't married. Nobody talks about it.
At the same time, it's more of a religious tradition.
Yeah.
You know, to have, like, I was having this argument with this girl on, well, I'm not gonna say argument, but I had this debate with this girl on Twitter, and she was just saying that she didn't understand how people could be ready for kids and not be ready for marriage. And I was just like, you know, if you view it like that, that's more of a religious, you know, way to look at it. And everybody might not share the same religious views as you.
And then have you ever thought about the life that you actually plan? It's not always
never
the life
goes
that you,
how
you
is. You know what I'm saying?
That way. Sometimes the children come first and then the marriage comes later, but that doesn't make it wrong.
at all. That's what I'm saying. So, we talked about it on another episode where I even said, you know, I feel like my child will come before the marriage more.
And the ideal for me would be the child coming before the after the marriage,
so they can be in the fucking wedding. Shit,
that's how I'm out of 10. I just don't think that's gonna happen. I think if I'm with child, especially within the next year or two, it's gonna be before I get married. So.
I want to have baby Harlem first.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
So he could be the wing bearer.
I already got
the it. I said, no, man.
The wing.
Oh, my God. I thought I heard it.
I'm like, he going.
He got chicken wedding, man.
Chicken coming down the aisle or something.
The wing,
the
baby.
Hey, make sure that whole flat.
Hot wing. On a pillow. And he going to bring him over. He going to open like a little ring case with a goddamn hot wing.
Hot wing. About five flat wings, man. That's going to be dope as hell.
But that's cute. My sister got married yesterday. My nephew walked down the aisle. That was the most adorable thing to me. I was in there like just crying looking at him.
Exactly. Adorable. See, that's what I want. I want adorable. That right there. You know what I'm saying? But I really don't want the traditional wedding. I want my wife to walk down the aisle to Gonnet by Plaz. Like, if y'all ain't ever heard this song, go listen to it.
I told y'all. My
we already know they're going to have airbrush t-shirts.
Yes, we're going to have airbrush matching t-shirts. And we're going to, I'm going to put it on her.
You still going with that day? Like,
yes.
It's a new year, nigga. You ain't changed that yet.
I ain't
changed it. Shit don't
change. I already got, look, I already got everything planned out as far as the reception goes. It's going to be a huge party. We're going to, like, she's going to sing Mr. Big by 8 Ball and MJG. I'm going to be in the back, gangster walking. She's going to sing the whole song. We're going to put on a fucking concert. We're going to sing all the songs from the greatest duets. From like Outkast, from UGK, 8 Ball and MJG, Peaches and Herb, Ike and Tina. We're going to sing duets. Rick James and Tina Marie, we're going to sing. Dog, we're going to put on a show. We're going to have so much fucking fun. And
I'm with it. With that.
No,
that shit sound loud.
It do sound loud.
It's
going to be a fucking party. Dope. And we're going to have the hot wings. And
we know we're going to have chicken.
Oh, yeah. Lemon berry slush fountain.
Oh, shit. I'm in that
shit
bitch.
Don't sound dope as hell.
That shit do sound
it
dope.
It does, bro. You got me with the slush.
I got ideas out here, baby. I got this shit working. You got it. I got this shit working, dog. But look, as far as, like, I already know I'm going to be a single father probably before marriage. I already know it because I'm trying to be pregnant, like, yesterday. So. I mean,
ain't nothing wrong with it, my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta get your woman pregnant before somebody else does. Cause
real
dog,
talk.
You have to because he, dog, they did it. They did it.
It's real a talk. Stamp.
Exactly. No, look, you gotta stamp.
It's you know how dogs.
No.
Ladies,
if you're faithful to nothing else, be faithful to your birth control. Okay?
And that's why I'm here to say, once you go over her house for the first time, you know what I'm saying? Flush her birth control.
You know, I don't believe in birth control.
Yes,
I don't either.
I don't believe in it. I've never taken it.
I like that right there.
There was birth control.
Russian roulette. I love that. I love that. Catch you when you ovulating. You know,
see, now because I know share. When I'm ovulating.
No, that's something nigga, I actually don't share with my boyfriend because if I tell him that,
it's cool.
He you smell it, right? Yeah,
it's cool. What? We got
animals.
We got apps it. For that.
You don't have apps for that.
We got
a baby
for
right
that.
Now, don't you, baby?
The app can be a day or two off.
We dropping in them dates on that app and calculating.
If you don't know, it's
but no, real talk, like
running up in it when you talking about you dying.
Be knowing when that girl, like when that girl's periods are.
You hiding the drones right now.
Real like, talk. Real. You know how we know?
Because at one
you know
point,
how we
I'll
know?
Be like, damn,
you fuck around and tell them one time.
You know how we know?
They keep up.
You know how we know?
How you know?
Because when you go off on us for no good goddamn reason, you already know what it's happening.
Or, I think I'm not moody.
I kind of do like the temperature test.
I'm moody.
Okay, Slim.
Did you hear that lie? I'm not moody. Okay, Slim. Whatever.
Yeah.
We would say we know Slim and anything else, but we not supporting that lie.
Not at all.
But listen. Check your woman's temperature on her pussy. That's another unknown fact. Like, if it's a little bit warmer. You know what I'm saying? Because
putting
like,
the thermometer on the clip.
Talking about like the little meat.
Yeah, like the
junk that you like sticking the meat.
Like just
make sure it's done. Like a little bell.
Normal temperature for pussy is supposed to be between like 100 and 110 degrees.
Can we get those resources that where you got?
Don't worry about where I got it from.
Sounds like a fever.
That's what I'm saying. When it's hot, that means it's ready for a baby. It's warm.
No, that means it needs to
like
go
incubate.
To the
that's what baby fever means.
Yeah, that's what baby fever. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what it means. When it's a little warmer, that means it's a baby fever, and you gotta just go ahead and skid all up in there. That's like prime temperatures. Like it's a little humid in there.
Okay. Like Memphis in okay.
It's a logical term for baby.
Okay, you be teaching me shit by myself. No. I didn't so-called.
See,
no.
I like that you bring that word, that you bring those two words up, baby fever. Is it a turnoff for women when they see a man has baby fever?
Turnoff. No, I think
it's cute. Y'all think it's cute? Or is it a turnoff?
Yeah, I mean, it can be cute if you're not too excessive about it, like you want me to have a baby like right now.
Yeah, and if it's a man you actually want to have a child with, now if it's somebody you can't see,
I understand because Slavy won't get pregnant for like 2 years.
And I hope he does.
I said Slavy want to get pregnant. I want to get some pregnant.
I had a baby myself.
Said, I don't need you.
I mean, it can be cute though, because
yeah, strong, independent black man. I don't need no woman to get
I'm
me
an alpha, man.
Because
fuck
this is what I think. When you catch a man, you know, some men say I want you to have my baby, and they just fucking, they're lying. When you catch a man that really, like, real deal wants you to have his child, like you guys constantly are having these discussions, that shit is attractive as hell to me, because
constantly
that means
having. Never mind. But go ahead.
Those discussions.
Too, yeah, too, discussions. Though. Them discussions.
I think I met the person that I want to get pregnant. For that sure, day. For sure.
Everybody got quiet because we got nervous.
No, I really think I met the person I want to skeet in and just set it off.
So y'all don't skeet in everybody?
Hell no. For what?
Because y'all want to rebuild a black home.
Nigga, shit.
Not like, everybody has.
Listen,
house
first
shit.
Of all, hold on. Let me clear
everybody
this up.
Everybody don't deserve a house.
Yeah, let me
answer Slim's question, I've only successfully pulled out maybe one time in life.
Okay, that's him.
So he's skeeting in everybody.
That's him. I was a regional pull-out champ from like 2008 to 2010 in my district.
Oh my gosh.
But see, that we're not gonna get into that. But all I'm saying is, every woman does not deserve to be skeeting in.
I'm the 2008 Detroit Lions of pulling out.
Lost all losses.
0-16.
You don't got no babies? That mean you catching her definitely when she's not ovulating.
Man,
not
a lot of chicks I dealt with been on the shot.
Yeah, oh, see, I don't.
Yeah,
low sperm.
And then I didn't. We did a couple.
Or he just catching her when
we
she's
did a
not,
couple abortions. You know,
if like, a girl tell you that you shooting blanks, is that disrespectful to you?
I don't get that because like I said, we done a couple abortions in our lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it got dark.
Yeah, it's got somber in this motherfucker. Man. Oh, can we brighten up the mood in this bitch?
Because you don't want to get the chick that you really don't like pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But
you skeeted in.
Of course, sex is good. Okay,
it's
great. That don't mean I want
just great.
And then you playing beat up. You know what I'm saying?
I want y'all to know that Jay Gray has officially gotten off of this highway of conversation. I exit left like a motherfucker. Just want y'all
okay.
know I'm on
no.
exit 8.
I don't like Plan B either. I don't like.
I used to have a hookup on Plan B pills. So I used to have like this styrofoam cup next to my bed.
Oh my
and
God.
Just
like some Skittles in the
yeah,
cup.
Just yeah, just pop it. Just
no,
pop
I
it.
I don't any of this.
Once
stuff,
you wake
I just,
up in the
I
morning,
don't care for
it. He put that shit in water like alcohol.
And then you get the chicks who probably not might not want a child by me, and then they
yeah,
just
that
like
too.
I go pay for the abortion myself.
Nope. See, yeah, we I'm off this. So,
yeah, he off of it.
You gone.
I remember in my savage days back, I had a few pregnancy scares, and I used to hit them with the "what you gonna do," and. But sometimes it
that's
was just
a general question though, like what you gonna do?
Yeah,
like,
but really, because
it ain't up to us, really.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It ain't
what
up
she
to me.
Wanna do. But you
but
just you gotta be conniving sometimes
it,
to convince that.
But I never Polo was like, up. Go get an abortion. I was never like most of my shit was really just like.
I don't think it should be what you
scared.
Gonna do. I think the question should be, what are we going to do? Because don't make me feel like it's just me by myself.
And then, okay, and then we have situations like the situation that you know about when people lie about being pregnant to try to keep you.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
See, I had
the baby came back.
Here we go.
Look, now Slim was around for this one.
She talk about this off air too.
Yeah, we'll
baby came it. Back. What?
We'll discuss this when
baby
we
baby left.
We'll discuss this when we press
go?
Stop. We'll discuss this when we press stop. Hey, and the fucked up part, I had tried. Man, I'm stupid.
Off air.
I'm stupid.
The baby came
I'm
back.
Stupid.
Oh, we don't
wanna
mess
I'm stupid. I'm stupid because I tried to. Nah, she don't fuck with me no more.
Okay, cool.
Because I tried to fuck, and then she was like, "Fuck her."
Right, it's a lot of F words being thrown.
Fuck her.
I'm confused.
Fuck.
Motherfucker.
It was like a pet cemetery.
Wow.
Oh, God.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Lord. Okay. The double standards of being a hoe, right?
Jesus Christ.
I guess it's looked at as, what is it, Jay Gray?
So I was just happened to be scrolling my timeline and just seeing a conversation being had basically about comparing how men and women are like hoes. And one guy was saying that men can't be hoes, right? They can't be hoes simply because men don't see sex as a tool of finances or anything like that. Women, however, can have sex and look at it as a prize.
Never seen Gigolo?
That's a movie.
No, that shit happens for real.
But I mean,
what movie you say, Slim?
But what I'm saying of it, they was basically saying how men are glorified as a young age to have sex with multiple women. And how women are deemed whatever because they have sex with X amount of men.
Yeah.
Right? And then they was basically saying like how women have a standard, are held to a standard because they're single and quote unquote having fun, that they can do whatever they choose to because they're single. And maybe that means fuck 4 to 8 people in a year span.
Oh, her purse needs to see a doctor.
Okay. And so it just drew up a conversation.
In a year's time? For you said four people?
I kind of I know some chicks out the gate, man. They doing more than that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you want them kind of, okay.
We talking about averaging 20, 25.
I think people fail to realize that once.
Chicks who go to the club all the time and probably leave with some.
They numbers high.
They'll run through a whole.
They just tell you that they've been through a lot.
I just like to think whatever woman I'm dating is a virgin. That's it. I don't want to know anything about you, baby.
And that's how you set yourself up for disappointment. What I do is I automatically off top assume she slept with 10 niggas. Off top. Off the top, 10 niggas. Could be more, could be less. I really don't care. Like, I already go into the things thinking, okay, if you with me, then you're probably going to be sexually experienced because that's how I am. So what you did in the past does not matter. I don't want to know, but just know, just as long as you don't do nothing while we together, that's all I care about.
And I agree with that part.
So all I'm saying, like when the double standard come in, like I don't necessarily agree with it no more because like women have to have sex now. It's a lot of aggravated women, and I encourage y'all to go out and go get some dick because you, dog, Dog, do you understand how these women's attitude, they be mad all the time and they just get frustrated. They just look for stuff to be mad at. And if they was getting some dick, some consistent dick, that they
good,
would be. They
good,
would,
don't forget good in there.
Okay, yeah, whatever. But they, if they was getting it, they would be a lot happier.
I disagree with you on one reason. Because, see, what good dick does, it creates a territory or a territorial approach.
Yes, it does.
So when you're single and you're getting good dick from a dude, you start doing I'm in relationship rules on that motherfucker. And it's like, hey, you can't give this shit to nobody else. Then it creates that problem. So it's like.
So you're not really single. You're just single.
Okay, that's where y'all have that conversation where like, hey, look, are we just going to be friends with benefits? Or are we going
to
try
to. No, I think once you give good penis, the friends with benefits.
That don't.
He's at the window.
That don't work. No, that don't work.
Nah, it don't work. That don't work.
Nah, chick hit me with the, before we even fuck, this chick said, she was like, hold on, I need to ask you. And I was like, what's up? She's like, is this going to be like casual sex or it's going to be sex with feelings involved? I said, you know what? I'm not going to answer that because that's a trick question. And she said, no, I want you to be serious with me. I want you to be 100. And I was like, you know what? Maybe she being real. I'm going to be real with her. I said, casual. We started fucking almost every day. I was fucking her before she went to choir rehearsal, church, Bible study, all that shit.
We fucked somebody's mother.
Bless her, Lord.
Nah. She was young. She was in a youth choir. But,
okay.
But. She one of them 2 years younger than me, man. You know what I mean?
Okay. I was wondering.
It scared me with
2 years younger than me. 2 years. So we fucking or whatever. And then, you know, she was cool with one of my player partner's girlfriend. And so his girlfriend would tell her shit that she was saying. So when she started, he coming back to report me. He was like, bro, she talking about she in love with you and stuff like that. So now I'm like, I need to find an exit plan. You know what I'm saying? So I kept asking her, is it anybody that you got a crush on? You should pursue them. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was that really encouraging her. That's
how it like, and that's how it be. It's like, look, we're fucking right now. But if you find a dude that you like more than me, go for that nigga. Because I'm not going to marry. And, dog, I've been in a situation like this where we were just friends with benefits. We were just fucking for a while. And then she was like, we can't do this no more because my this guy I had met, we had been knowing each other for a long time. And he finally express his feelings towards me, and like I feel the same towards him. So I was like, you know what, that's beautiful, go with him, let's fuck one more time, get this out the way before you go to him.
And I know you tired and sick of me lying.
Can we fuck one more time? I think it's just to me, yes. I don't knock anybody. I don't knock anybody for just having casual sex. I really don't, man. You grown, you can make that decision, do whatever the hell you choose to do, man. Only time I have a problem with is that when you're having sex for other reasons than being horny. Like, if you're fucking for
rent
or come up,
yeah,
material thing,
then I would deem you a hoe. Like, if you're laying down with a person for any other reasons other than I just want to fuck this person,
yeah,
because I'm sexually attracted to this person, then that's different. And it's a lot of people who do that. Like, it's just a lot of, I see it all the time. I worked in clubs since 2007, and I've seen motherfuckers throw that shit like Hail Mary passes. Just because they see a certain person with a certain status, and it's like...
See, I don't get that because I'm a broke boy, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't never had a chick want to fuck me because I had money, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it's status. It's
I don't like, got that neither, though. So it's
just, like, it's just status. Just it ain't even about money. It's just about the availabilities and the things that they can do is probably who they can get them to stand next to.
Yeah, attaching their name to that person's name. Yeah.
It just sounds cool, though. It sounds...
I mean, that's the only time I deem it. I mean...
I used to like just be like, hey, you a hoe, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of chicks. But I met this chick in high school where she like, oh, that's why I'm big on your bullshit. Mm-hmm. She let it be known, like, I fuck a lot of people, you know what I'm saying. I fucked a lot of dudes at one time. Like, me and my homeboy was going up her house to toss her or whatever, and she was just like, if, you know what I'm saying? If I get drunk, really drunk one weekend, you know, you and the whole squad, y'all come through and smash. And that shit was so respectable because she didn't hide that shit one bit. Like, it was, you couldn't shame her for it. Because he was like, yeah, I fuck all them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. She chewed us all up in the car one time. And she's married.
I don't mean no harm. Huh? But that's. Sounds kind of hoish to me.
It might, but couldn't clown her for it because
she was honest about her.
I can't fault her for being honest, but that don't change the fact that there's some hoe ass shit.
But listen, dog,
and it can't be deleted.
Shout out to Harlem Nights. I'm a hoe, but I'm an
honest hoe. She owns that shit. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers, like, people probably may have not liked her, but if you sat around her, like, y'all know how niggas talk, you know what I'm saying, when it's just us, you know what I'm saying? She would be in the conversation and be talking about dick, getting dick like we talk about getting pussy, you know what I'm saying? And you'd be taken back at first, but you're like, this motherfucker real is a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit was respectable.
Real nasty.
The thing I've come to learn, like, I really, really, hoes are fun to be around. They're really great people. They're funny. They have jokes. They ain't like prudes. Like, prudes just like sit
there.
They're
carefree.
Yeah, like, they don't care.
I'm going to agree with you to a certain extent. I can't fuck with no prudes. I need you to be in the perfect balance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. A balance. I can get that.
For your man, you can hoe out. Ladies, hoe out for your man.
Yeah.
See, the problem is with that slam is that it start, then when them numbers start to grow. It's like, yeah, I'm with my man and I'm doing this, and then it's like next week you're like, I'm in another relationship.
No. Your man, you want your man in a week's time, he won't be not yours. If he's your, I'm stressing your for a person.
Some chicks, some people get in relationships that fast. It's some girls out here being relationships really fast.
Right.
Yeah, in and out the motherfucker.
Not even just weeks, you know what I'm saying? And a couple months.
Relationship between the two was 3 months. Well, mentally I was gone a few months before I left, but then when I actually left,
not saying you in particular, but it's girls who go from relationships to relationships probably every 3-4 months.
But you don't hold
on average.
For, I'm not saying I'm hoeing out.
Spread Eagle Slim. Spread
but
Eagle Slim.
My dude, fuck that.
50 Shades of Slim.
Only one limit.
We know what you out here doing because you tell us every week.
Keeping that balance. That's all I'm doing.
Nah, but I'm the type of guy. I'm not about to shame a chick for what. I'm not about to shame a chick for what we do sexually, right? Like I'm not going
for
real. I'm not going to be out here and be like, man. Bitch, you saw my dick, you nasty. Like, no, you know what I'm saying?
I think she can come back with that.
And that's the thing. That's the shit I hate when I eat.
Okay,
when,
time out. Slim, gotta stop you. I don't eat every chick ass. Just want to throw that out there.
No, we weren't talking about you personally.
I was just saying.
Goodness,
I just had to correct that one.
But before we get into talk, that's the shit I hate when niggas call a girl a hoe for being like being sexually active.
With
but,
him.
Yeah,
and you're not ready to have sex with her.
No, I'm saying
you can't shame her.
Dudes call chicks hoes because they don't want to have sex with them. Like I know you fucking him, you don't want to fuck me, you a hoe. That's weak shit, right?
Oh
there.
Yeah, that's hoe.
I hate
shit.
This
that's
shit. And
shit.
Another thing is
on
like,
a nigga hand, on a nigga.
Yeah, behalf. It's like, bro, how are you gonna want your woman? She has to have a rag game, right? How do you think she's gonna learn it? She has to go
game?
Her rag game. She has to learn from somewhere. She's not gonna learn.
For me personally, if she don't know. I have patience. I can teach her.
Okay. Because the way she wrote the last name may not work for you.
No.
Was turning around his owe him and
okay,
he didn't
throw
mad,
that
he didn't
ass
mind
in the circle. Throw that ass in the circle.
If she want to put that on me, that might turn me out.
Jump to jump that on. Booty.
Listen, I like a little seasoned woman. Like, teach me a little something, babe.
Okay.
That's just me.
They is becoming more open, bro. Out here talking about sucking toes.
Hey, man.
It's nothing wrong with
that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I have
Rihanna,
a foot
bro.
Fetish, so
that's
I ain't
just
no wrong
Rihanna.
With it.
That's just
don't
Rihanna.
Don't suck my toes, nigga. Please don't suck my toes.
That's just Rihanna.
Hold on. So you against sucking toes?
I don't want that.
Oh, my God. That is
I'm not even
you can
like
massage
real
them, though,
no,
but don't put them in your fucking mouth.
I'm sucking toes, licking in between toes.
Okay, I'm not feeling
sucking
as
Achilles.
Long as she has just walked out of the tub of the shower.
I'm doing all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? We do full body appreciation. Ain't no stopping point.
Being like you are appreciated.
Yeah, he licking Achilles.
As long as you miss the butthole, that's
don't.
It.
Don't
touch
my toes.
Blue.
It's just like blue.
Don't do it.
That is crazy. Okay.
Ugh,
what
gosh.
Do you?
I'm saying, though, your feet be pedicured and shit, looking nice. What you want me to do? Just let them just sit there.
I mean, you can kiss them, but I'm thinking about the saliva and like the feeling
it
of your mouth
no
going
saliva,
between my toes.
Great shaking
have
the
you
shit.
Ever, has it ever been tried? Have you?
I don't even.
Wait, hold on,
Ting.
Hold on,
Ting.
You got it. You have to experience it first.
At least
you,
once.
Before you
I'm trying. Listen. Like, I'm looking. I'm trying to imagine. And this shit is horrible.
Listen, if you're going to suck toes, you're not supposed to have all that extra saliva in your mouth. Because
it
run down. You have to suck. Listen.
Look at,
to
listen
me.
Today, ladies.
Listen
no,
to me.
Not ladies, because you're not sucking. Men, listen to daddy.
Listen
daddy.
Listen,
hey, it be some ladies sucking
men's
toes.
Yeah, it is chicks out here who suck toes. I ain't never had my toes sucked.
Yeah, I have socks.
Would you like
sometimes.
Your toes?
I mean, no, hell no. Nah. Let me say this, because I ain't say this shit last week.
What?
A chick had offered to lick my gooch, right? And, like, all attraction had left when she did this shit. She was just like, yeah, you know, I'm going to lick that thing. I was like, what is you talking about?
No, you can't navigate your moves in six, man. That kind of just throws everything off.
Yeah, you just got to do it, man.
No, no, because that would have got her laid the fuck out. Like,
if she was just did it.
She going somewhere she's not supposed to go. I don't want you to suck my balls. Like, you going too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, Donkey Kong, it's what is you doing? Like,
oh, 40-year-old virgin when she sucked his toes
right.
And he kicked ass in the nose.
Don't do
bleed
that.
Like a motherfucker.
I hate that shit didn't come to mind until we did the live tweet, man.
Bro, foot in her.
Shout out to everybody who be live tweeting with her too. But yeah, that shit.
Oh, that's what you want to suck on?
That shit fucked me up. Them motherfuckers said that shit. Like, all attraction left. I was just like, ugh. I ain't talked to her for like 7
that's
days.
That's probably the one thing I don't want.
Like, kick shit at your head?
Nah, nigga, suck my toes.
You had to try it first before you just say no.
Did not suck me teeth. Nah, but you know, some women don't like it, and it's cool.
But you gotta try it first. That's like, I don't understand. I'm not gonna even go there. It's a whole different topic.
Okay. Whole different topic.
You gotta try things.
What do you think is okay to talk about in regards to your relationship to others and on social media? Or on social media? I got an answer.
Go ahead, KJ.
If we get into it, right?
I wish you would.
We get into it. And 20, 30 minutes later, maybe an hour, who knows? Some people can stay upset for a really long time if we're saying, because people take 6-hour drives to fight folks and be mad the whole goddamn time. So if you still upset, and then I get on Twitter and or Facebook or Instagram, and I see a post that has anything to do with what we just had a disagreement about, I'm motherfucking mad.
I wish you would.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pissed. Because first off, we have to have a foundation. You know what I'm saying? We have to have a bond that's strong enough for people to be unbreakable. So nobody else can come inside and fuck it up. Right. And if you letting people know what's going on inside the fort, you know what I'm saying? You
motherfuckers slime their way in.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say, man, if I give you this max contract, baby, you got to know how to speak to the media. You feel me? You can't be out here telling team secrets. That just ain't what it is. Like, I'm not okay with it. It's not okay for
me. Yeah, that's definitely not cool.
Yeah, I think any issue shouldn't be displayed to the masses. I mean, what we talk about in house is what we talk about in house. And it's just as simple as that. I mean, we're going to figure out how to fix our problems. And ain't nobody else.
We don't need no help.
We don't need no assistance with that because no one knows what we know. No one knows what we're going through. No one knows both sides. And anybody that you speak on or speak to, it's going to be biased. No one is going to assist you in a way that is unbiased and looks at my perspective and yours at the same time. I mean, I understand it may be one or two people that may do that, but it's not going to, like, even if I said something, right, it's always people usually take sides of the first person that speaks out.
Yeah.
So if I, like, for example, just got on Twitter and was just like, man, fuck Real Thinkers Podcast, man, those folks treating me like shit, da da da, I could just be saying a bold face ass lie, right?
Well, you know, it's people who hate me, so they automatically gonna be like,
it's gonna be
nigga,
people,
I knew that nigga was straight.
And it's gonna be somebody that's just gonna hop in and just egg me on, like, man, I knew that shit was shiesty.
Yeah.
Da da da. And they just gonna take my side. And it's just like, no matter what a person can say. Right. It's just gonna take a side, right? And slam, I love you.
We know.
So it's just like, it's just gonna be a problem, right? And so you understand that people love being a parasite to negativity.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is. And as fucked up as it is, people love to favorite, retweet, and just save drama shit for
screenshots, bring
right,
shit
just
up.
And get in their little groups and just say whatever the fuck they say.
Hold up. Let's talk about this.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you see that? Did you see that shit? I knew they were about shit. I knew that bitch was
mean. They into it.
Right.
Can't wait.
I mean, like,
let me text
him
or her and see what's going on.
Nah, you get them retweets. Who you talking about?
Or the eyes.
The eyes. The eye emoji. That's the main one.
So, yeah, I see where you come from. No issues.
Right.
But I'm going to say this, though. I'm okay with my girl going to talk to somebody. Because sometimes you may need that outside person that you need to vent to. So I can't tell you keep shit bottled up, right? Because it may be something that you know, we might have an issue on and we can't talk about it because one of us is going to blow up. It could be that bad.
Right.
And you may need somebody else to talk to. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
I'm okay with that. Long as
it ain't that bitch that don't.
Exactly.
Like
it got to be somebody neutral. No, nobody's always.
I wasn't finna say that. Your nigga friend.
Oh, no.
Because
no,
first
no,
off, as soon as I meet your male friend, I'm springing on his ass. I need him to know he can't whoop me.
No, I don't know. To a woman. We just don't know.
I think, like,
you're not going to get into that.
I'm okay with it being with your being your mama, right?
Like, please.
No, you don't want to be your mama. You don't want to be your mama.
I'm okay with it being your mama.
No,
see, I'm good with mamas, right?
Because mamas hold on to stuff.
I have a guy friend. He's like, what the fuck you talking about over there, bro?
I'm talking about the nigga friend. We don't need him knowing anything that's going on over here.
But that's why I'm trying to say. My best friend, we've been best friends since my sophomore
year. Hey! Shit.
No.
Because I'm not fucked up what he's saying. What I'm about to say is related to that.
Okay, go ahead.
My best friend, we've been best friends since I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
Like, I talked to him about my situation with my guy because I'm trying to get from a male's perspective.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm trying to ask him, am I wrong for doing that shit? Is he wrong? Like, what the fuck do I need to do? It's not ever like me just let me tell him what's going on and me expecting him to be like, man, fuck that nigga then. You don't need the nigga, blah, blah, blah. If he feels like my guy is not for me, it's going to be the main reason he looking out for me. Like, he is on some shady shit. He could be cheating on you type shit. I know for a fact he's not going to try to slide in. I choose my friends wisely.
Yes.
I tell my information to my friend, like certain friends. Certain friends, even if you are a good friend to me in a certain situation, I may not tell you shit about it because of how I think you are as a person, how you going to respond to me.
Let me say this. I'm going to be so honest. I don't think I'm secure enough to deal with a woman who would do that.
You have to grow up a little bit more, KP, just a little bit more.
Okay, I'm just being honest. I don't think I'm secure enough to handle it.
Okay,
you know
wait, Slim. So, you okay with your dude going to...
His best friend is a girl.
And you okay with him going to her and saying something about y'all relationship?
And that's hypocritical. Because I go to Slim a lot.
I'm just saying.
It depends on... I know how I can be at times. And he tries his best to not overthink things.
Right.
So... Sometimes he needs another woman's perspective and not just mine. Because I don't want him thinking that I want you to do this because this is what I want. I want you to see that, no, it's the right thing to do. That's totally fine with me. As long as you're not going to her bashing me, I'm sick of this motherfucker. Or this friend is not saying, you know what, she probably ain't shit. You have to choose which friends you share what with. He has female friends that are close that was there before me. My best friends are men. And it's only one friend that I'll take things to because he's neutral. He'll say, you know what, Slim? You fucking up.
Yep.
Or he'll say, you know what, Slim? That's something y'all need to work on. Tell him that that's something y'all need to work on. You need to figure out how to work on it together. I don't take it to friends that's going to say, you know what? Fuck that. You don't need him or
y'all
you don't need
her. People need better friends. That's what you need.
But let me say this. All I got to say is if I see you put something on Twitter about
now,
me.
That's
you,
a fight.
I'm not going to say
I'm
that.
I'm probably
going to
break your goddamn phone. I'm
going to
break the shit out your phone.
And I did regret it.
Because love will make
you
break
the
phone.
I'm not going to say I've never done
that.
We
had an argument like a week before I did this tweet. It was a week before and I was over it. So I did Bryson Tiller, don't. Girl, he only fuck you over because you let him. And I quoted it. Quotation marks, make sure these weren't my words. I saw
that.
I was like, okay.
Ain't no goddamn
you can't quote lyrics?
No.
But lyrics, I can relate to lyrics.
That's different. I'm saying if you get on there with your own words and you just, let's say we got into it because I left the toilet seat up, right? And you it was a real bad argument. And then you get on fucking Twitter and you just tweet out, niggas don't, you know what I'm saying? Niggas leaving the toilet seat up, blah, 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 bam, bam, bam. I'm going to feel some type of way. But if it's a song.
No.
And you
talking
about a trifling nigga.
A lot of people use song lyrics, not me. I've never done it. A lot of people use song lyrics to throw out shots at the person.
I have. I ain't going to lie and say
I ain't
did it.
Because I have done that with a young lady. I was tweeting, yo got a lyric.
Because they chose the right words for me.
You can tell her that you love her.
And I was in a car and leaving work. And he said, and I was like, okay, let me tweet this. The argument was like 4 days ago, and I was over it. I guess he didn't know that I was over it. And it was like, hey, it's like, oh, my bad. I can see how you looked at that. So, okay, I'll try to do better next time. It's not that I can't, quote or say song lyrics. It's just that it's kind of a coincidence that this shit is coming up now that we didn't have this. So I understand what he's saying. So we're trying to, do it.
All I'm going to say is this before we change the topics or whatever. I'm the type of person where you can talk to me about anything. Like, you don't have to go to the outside sources.
Sometimes you need outside sources.
You don't have to go to the outside sources. You can talk to me about anything if it's a problem. Because I look at it like as if we're together, we're probably going to be best friends anyway. So we can be able to talk and communicate with each other and find a common ground. I don't like when y'all have issues – You know what I'm saying? Putting it on Twitter. That's one thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't like that. And that's, you know what I'm saying, understood. I don't like, I'm a private person anyway, so I don't like people knowing you with me all the time. Like, oh, I'm finna go over to their house. I'm finna do this. We out here at this restaurant. I don't like this shit. I don't sharing.
Stop right there.
I don't like sharing good information.
Okay, you're saying you don't like sharing
it. Yeah, I don't like all the attention that it brings, because, like, when you start talking about, oh, he's this, we doing this, we do this, we had this, so much fun. And I'm like, bitch, you know too much. Like,
I'm okay with it. And I'm
like, bro, calm down.
And man, I might be okay with it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
but
I'm not okay.
You okay? So
you want to make people jealous?
Nope. Don't even fucking say it. Don't even fucking say it.
No,
say
it.
Nope.
Nah, go ahead.
Hell no.
Nah, go ahead.
Nope.
Hell no. Hey, we over time.
Hell no.
March 6th is going down. Real Thinkers Podcast live show.
It's
1819 Madison Avenue. We're going to have a banner outside of the venue so y'all know here it is.
Free food.
I'll be outside in the Statue of Liberty costume.
You can't miss his light ass.
Like the little Tex costume, like the sign and shit dancing.
He going to be the light-skinned dude looking like Abraham Lincoln.
Dancing, dabbing on the street sidewalk. I'll bring y'all ass in. Yeah.
And I hope y'all enjoyed the quality of the show, because we got this new equipment and stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
We're doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, upgrades in the Real Thinkers warehouse headquarters.
Real Thinkers Podcast. This is Real Thinkers Podcast.
I was waiting on it. I was fucking waiting on it.
This is Real Thinkers Podcast.
You sing in the shower, don't you?
Real Thinkers Podcast, which you don't know.
I did the so-so deaf reason.
Right, ignorant.
Okay, fuck y'all. We out.